Senate Revenue Committee Agenda, February 4th, 1981, 1:30 p.m., Hearing Room 137, Revenue Forecast, Robert Smith, Director, Executive Department, General Fund, Paul Egger, Consultant, Executive Department.
Okay, the committee will come to order. Today's agenda consists of having with the committee Robert Smith, the director of the executive department, and Paul Egger, consultant to the executive department, and talking about revenue forecasting and the status of our forecast. So I guess, Bob, you're going to begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you said, I am Robert Smith, director of the executive department. With me is Paul Egger, fiscal economist consultant to the executive department. We are here today to discuss with you the revenue forecast for 1981-83 for the general fund. At this point, we will be discussing the dollar forecast included within the governor's budget and whatever matters you wish to discuss. Your staff has seen what you have available there, the governor's printed budget. The revenues that are shown in that budget are in the back in some detail, and the economic assumptions and methodology that have been used developing those is in the front of the book in small Roman numeral, small Roman numeral nine. So that as I talk, perhaps you could scan those economic assumptions. Also distributed to you is one of the special analyses that Governor Attia had us prepare for distribution to all members of the legislature. This special analysis is a comparison year by year of tax collections in recent past and the forecast for the future through the 1981-83 biennium. We've broken it down by year in two different ways. One, in actual dollars as realized or forecast for the period, including the governor's tax increase recommendations for the new biennium. Schedule 1, however, adjusts those amounts to take out the one-time pickups this current fiscal year that the special session authorized, and then to take out the proposed tax increases so that you can, with your eyes, just scan through the amounts and the percentage change year by year. It came up from the legislative revenue officer when we appeared before the House Revenue Committee that there is, despite our attempts to even out on that adjusted schedule, there is regrettably an abnormality in there that occurs on the first line, personal income taxes. You'll notice for the 1981-82 fiscal year, we have what is an abnormal bump in percentage increase over the current biennium. We took the one-time pickups of the speeded up quarterly payments out of 80-81, but in effect then, 81-82 shows a one-time pickup in the magnitude of something like $75 million. I mean, sooner or later it's going to show up in there. So that the percentage increases should show a more gradual incline recovery beginning here in the first of the biennium and then accelerating into the second year of the biennium, which is what the economic forecast is. The dollars didn't reflect that change and gradual increase, and that's the reason for it. I'll be happy to answer any questions. I think you all are aware that basically the general fund, for a combination of reasons, is in a tighter expenditure versus revenue position than it has been in the memory of anyone that is now working in the Capitol. Governor's budget recommends, or the agency requests, total about $900 million more general fund than what was available from existing tax sources. To just continue what is now authorized would take about $450 million. So the what the governor's budget recommends is a $200 million program cut in state agency operations and the aids to local government that are financed through agency appropriations, and then roughly a $241 million series of revenue increases, either of a hopefully temporary nature for a two-year period only or on a permanent basis. So that, in essence, is the revenue picture for the general fund that is included within the governor's budget. Unless there's some specific questions of me, perhaps it would be good to go to Paul to have him discuss the economic forecast and methodology.
I think it's best if we hear from Paul and then ask questions.
Fine.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the assumptions are the principal assumptions behind the budget are listed on Roman numeral page 10. As you see, we are looking for a somewhat higher rate of personal income increase in the second year than the first year, a continued rather high rate of inflation. As a result, also, we're looking for fairly high interest rates, as represented here by the six-month Treasury bill rate, and resulting therefrom a low level of housing starts. As you see here, there we're forecasting 1,350,000 in 1981 and 1.5 million in 1982. That, of course, precludes any sort of return of very strong employment growth in the lumber industry. We feel that monetary policy basically is going to continue quite tight during the biennium. Therefore, generally, economic conditions will be fairly restrained in terms of employment gains. However, in the absence of price and wage controls or any other sort of a policy to hold down wage adjustments, one should expect continued high rates of wage gains, reflecting attempt to catch up from inflation. Therefore, what we're faced with is a situation where really most of the revenue gain that we're going to see on the personal side is going to come from wage increases, and a rather small amount is going to come from increases in employment. We do have factored in there a 5% federal tax cut on the personal side. 1981, that really isn't very much more than probably would have been passed anyway without the change in administration, represents really more an attempt to make up for the bracket creep at the federal tax level rather than any real move towards reduction of federal expenditures. I think the crucial thing that we're going to have to see now is whether the administration's proposed tax and spending cuts are approximately in harmony. If we get the sizable tax cut without any spending cuts, I think then you're going to see some rather dangerous developments if the financial markets and if the public perceives that federal deficit, if anything, is going to increase as a result of tax cuts. I think that we would then be in probably for substantially higher tax interest rates than we're seeing now, and generally quite an unstable situation. So although much of the discussion seems to have been about in terms of the size and type of the tax cut that may be coming, I think it's really almost more important that we focus on what Congress is going to do with the proposed budget cuts. I'm assuming that those proposals are somewhere of the nature of what one has been reading about, that they would be fairly drastic and would really make an attempt to move towards a lowered level of government deficit spending. So, from my point of view, I think really the spending side of the federal picture is at this point more important to us really than the tax. tax cut side. But, Mr. Chairman, I'd be glad to answer questions.
Well, Paul, in your discussion, you did not, of those variables, mainly a new administration, new proposals, and the degree of tax cuts, is it in those variables why you feel it's important to wait until June to give us a final estimate as far as something that we would go by in developing the budget?
No. Mr. Chairman, I think I can answer that question. Paul is, of course, happy to join in. I'm glad you asked that question. Just a matter of time. All right, remember, go back in history. We, before last session, never produced a revised revenue forecast for this legislature from the executive branch. We did it last year, 2 years ago, at the request of the presiding officers, because that was a unique, a special session, no question about it. We did it early in May, at that timing. That revenue forecast, specifically on its yield, proved inaccurate because it was pulled together before we had adequate information on 1978 filings. On the elasticity, the yield of 1978 returns, to show the need for waiting another week or two. Now, we have already agreed through informal discussions, not me personally, but with members of the legislature, we have agreed and announced to Ways and Means Committee and the House Revenue Committee earlier this week. We will be making a forecast in March. We will be making another forecast. It will be released somewhere around the 1st of June.
The March forecast will be a totally revised forecast, changing any assumptions that might be changed and leading to new dollar figures. So it will be a full revised forecast.
That's right.
Not a mini forecast.
Yeah.
So
full forecast as well as.
And will that be in the middle of March?
Early in March is when we will release it. And remember, any time we talk about a specific date, you have to back up a week or so. Now, the information we're going to have in March that we didn't have 2 or 3 months ago when we pulled this together are an increased 3 or 4 months of economic activity, employment, with each passing month. And I brought with me the last publication showing the wage and salary index, weighted index. Each month now, about 4 or 5 months ago, we hit bottom on the wage and salary index and the hours per earnings and the hours worked. All right, those are all critical indicators. It's up to Paul to produce them into what that means for next biennium. But it was only about 3 months ago that we stopped going down. We went through last spring and early summer just straight off the cliff in all those basic indices. They kept on sinking down slowly. They have, for the last 2 or 3 or 4 months only, been creeping up a little bit, tenths of a point of wage and salary index. We are still much lower on that index employment than what had been forecast 2 years ago. But we're at the bottom of whatever kind of depression you might want to chart this as.
Okay. In June? Would it be early June when we'd get
yes,
the next one?
The 1st of June.
The 1st of June?
The 1st of June, approximately, because it will key into data. Now, late in May, early June, we will have 3 more months of economic activity. Perhaps even some kind of basic change caused or as a result of reaction to whatever economic policies the President and the Congress may have promulgated. But even more important than that extra few weeks gives us a chance to at least preliminarily analyze the yield from 1980 personal income taxes.
Okay. Those are due April 15th.
They are due April 15th. I would like to read you when the returns, the paid returns, were processed last year. Mm-hmm. By April 1st, 18%. By April 18, 37%. By April 25, 48%. By May 2, 62%. That is roughly the kind of returns, assuming that...
Now, that means process, the money's in the bank. You know
that's
what
right, and we have then a chance at analyzing then, really, what did the change for calendar 80 withholding tables that revenue did, how does that, we can compare it year to year withholding, Paul can, but what does that mean? Are we over withholding more or less than we did in previous years. It is not until last year, 73% by May 9, 84% by May 16, by May 23, if this year comes in on the same schedule, we'll have 94%. Then the 100% isn't until July 15. All right. Every year is a little different. People file differently at different times. We're getting more. Robin Godwin told me this morning he's getting more requests for his tax service people that advise people. They're getting questions in there saying, well, now we've got to file our withholdings. We've got to file our quarterly payments. You mean, really, it's only 1.5% a month if I don't give you any money when I'm supposed to? Yeah, that's all it is, 1.5% a month. Well, businessmen.
Well, you're going to be coming into us next month with a new estimate in March.
In March.
What indicators are you going to be looking at from today until, I would imagine you'd have to start on that right away? What are you going to be watching? Is it the other indicators outside of elasticity and that sort of thing? Are you going to be looking at the president's message and that sort of thing? What can we expect to gain by a March estimate that another precedent that heretofore has not existed? The May was new last year, now March is new. What are we going to get out of the March estimate? What should we expect in change?
Well, the March estimate will review all those indicators and go into the making of the assumptions in the economic forecast. But and also, hopefully, we will have the analysis of the 79 returns, those are the ones that filed last time around.
You do not? Oh, okay.
As an indicator of what we're going to be looking for on the 80 returns. Unfortunately, that process seems to be behind what it normally runs also. But those are going to be the two sets of factors that will make up the March estimate.
So your revenue estimate that's contained in this budget does not include an analysis of the last return?
They weren't available at that time.
Okay. And you have not revised it since?
That's correct.
It's just the governor's budget, no.
So this will be your first revision.
This will be really our first look at the 79, look at the data from the 79 returns, and as a guide to what we'll be looking for from the 80 returns.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, as you know, we can produce a forecast.
Well, what I'm getting, last August, you reduced, or not last August, I guess.
Two years ago.
You reduced the forecast in 1979, in August, I believe. You revised it downward. That was not based on the 79 returns that had...
Well, yes, arrived. It was based on what we collected, but...
78 returns. Mm-hmm. That was done missing.
Yes.
But not even at that point, we knew what had or hadn't come in. It isn't until this time or about now that we really can know why what did or didn't come in.
Okay. Senator Trow?
Would it be possible for you to speed up what you do for the June estimate so we could have it a week or two earlier than that?
Yes. That's what we did 2 years ago. And we feel, for your benefit, to get the best possible yield information on 1980 so we don't repeat again the $50 million error that was built in our forecast in mid-May 2 years ago. Certainly, we can speed it up.
Okay, and then you're saying, though, at our risk, because there might well be the error in it. If you wait until June, it's likely to be far more accurate.
We know it will be more accurate.
Than it would be if it... How about, would a week between that make it...
Any more time you have more information, as I said a little earlier, we can produce a revenue forecast with a little bit of forewarning at any time. The thing that limits its reliability is the checkpoints on reliable factual information or basic trends of change of economic activity. So each passing month gives us more reliable information.
If we wait until July the 5th, we'd have all of those things counted.
Well, not all, but many.
Yeah.
But many, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you think it's absolutely necessary to wait until June 1st in order to have acceptable data to make that projection?
Absolutely necessary. I don't think that is the proper phrase. I think it is.
Advisable.
I think it is better, very, very much more advisable. I think this committee, the House Revenue Committee and Ways and Means, can be doing their work in the same way that we did during budget season. Everything is in a state of flux. We all know that. I don't mean out in society. I mean in this business of doing final budget formulation. And it isn't until those final days when you now in your process, or we a few months ago, start zeroing in and changing them. So that waiting the extra 2 weeks does not change the decision-making time a bit. That real final decision-making time in the past three sessions has always been during the month of June. Okay. We have indicators. Yeah, it's going up or going down. It may be a little better, maybe a little worse. That'll
okay, where are those indicators right now, Paul? Would you say the economy is about where you predicted it or worse?
Well, certainly interest rates are higher now than anyone foresaw.
So, in essence, you would say we're in a worse economic situation than you had originally forecast.
I would say it's somewhat weaker.
At what time, you mean, for this biennium? The ones we made a year and a half ago? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir.
Well, and the assumptions he made going into this one, July 1.
You mean the assumptions in this,
the assumptions
the governor's
in
budget,
this,
has it changed in the past three
yes.
months, say?
In this budget, I'm not talking about where we have been, but where we're going.
Well, I think certainly there's just no doubt that with interest rates higher than one expected last fall, that certain consequences.
Higher, and I think I heard you say earlier that that tight money policy is probably going to prevail through this next biennium.
Yeah, I think that probably we have assumed already in the budget.
As tightly as you think they're going to be.
I would hope so.
Okay, so we may start out more sluggish than you predicted, but over the long run, you're still convinced that these assumptions are accurate.
Well, I'm sure we will change them somewhat. I at this point don't see a drastic change.
If it was to be changed, it would be downward?
Not necessarily.
Okay. And not necessarily upward. You'll tell us in March.
Is that I have the luxury of waiting till March, I think I'd like to wait till March.
Well, my original question
right.
before we got off
yeah.
was,
well, let me
was
give you the,
given the yeah. current state of the economy,
well,
is it about where you thought we'd be?
The problem that we run into, for instance, probably 2 weeks ago, we had a revision of the 1980 employment data mm-hmm. in previous years. Well, that makes things look slightly different, for instance. Than
slightly better or slightly worse?
Well, different, really, in that the year-to-year drop in the worst months wasn't quite as great. The upturn at the end of the year apparently isn't quite as significant as the original data indicated.
Mr. Chairman, you know, economists,
yes,
it's
I'm
a
learning.
Change. Just like a budget analyst, you know, he can tell you whether budgets are going up or going down. He really can't tell you, a really good one, can't tell you whether one way is better and the other way worse.
Well,
see, it's just a change. You know?
That's why I was sticking to what is instead of what might be. I was simply trying to find out, given the current economic picture, understanding that it's due for some changes. But interest rates are higher than you thought they would be at this particular time. They're likely to stay possibly higher than you thought.
I still think that I think they will come down. To the levels that we have built into the budget.
Okay.
Senator Day.
Well, you guys just amaze me. Let's try a few things on. First of all, if you listen to the feds, he was on television on Sunday, in case you didn't watch it. And he's already indicated that until he sees a balance in the budget, he's not prepared. 2, I understand what he was saying. He sees any adjustments in a decline or a slight decline in interest rates. Did you listen to that?
Well, I'm aware, certainly. Right.
Well, he made, Mr. Faulkner, isn't that his name? He made it pretty clear.
Right.
All right, given that fact, and we look at your budget here, you've proclaimed a budget with a reserve, I think $5 million. Is that about right? $5 million reserve, which is one of the lowest reserves that we've ever gone with in the past that I can remember for some time. Isn't that right?
No, governor's budgets have not had anything other than a very small ending balance before last session. That was the first time the expected money of
okay.
a significant
but given amount. our economics as we have them today, and given the unknowns that you have, your revisions that you made before is quite correct. It was on 78 returns. It wasn't on 79. And the fact that you will have some data on 79 when at
that's what we're having.
In May, did I understand you?
No, that'll be the 80s. We're
March.
Yeah, the no. March. We hope to have the
you will have
analysis.
The 79 data.
Yeah.
All right. Then, in as I understand, your next schedule is that you will then give us a pretty clear sample of where you are in 80 returns, or at least what money's brought in. Not a, maybe an analysis, but at least you
it's
know.
It's not
what,
a refined analysis.
At least you know what income is.
Yes, sir.
Go back to your budget, and we're looking at in, four major areas, or really three areas of revenue raising. One in highway taxes, $95 million. Special funds, or what you call license fees, of another $96 million. And $241 million in a series of taxes, gas tax, or not gas tax, liquor tax, cigarette tax, insurance premium tax, corporate income tax, and deferral of indexing and some others that total up $241 million. And we look at some of the premises that you built your budget on. As I recall, we have information now. If it's wrong, I want you to correct me that you cranked in a tax cut in there. Is that true?
Federal tax cut, yes.
How much? 5%, you're figuring? 5%. And the way the current administration is talking, they're talking about maybe deferring implementation of that until mid-year or maybe in, starting next year. Who knows? They're talking about a balanced budget sometime in 83, the way I read it now. At least that's what's coming out. It has been announced. You know that that the higher interest, you're off on your assumptions that you've used here. There's pretty good indication that employment is, there's a downtrend in that employment factor, at least the seasonal adjustment. The trends I've seen, just recent trends, show a further decline. We're seventh highest in unemployment right now, I think, in the states, as I recall, seventh highest rank percentage-wise in unemployment. Your housing starts, you show some increase in housing starts, yet there's nothing on the horizon that shows us that, you know, the occurrence of that, particularly with high interest rates staying. And you still feel that that you're going to be in the ballpark in your revenue estimates on the structure of this budget. Do I understand your? Is that where you are?
Well, this is a low level of housing starts with the forecast. When especially and when this forecast was made, it probably was lower than I would guess than most others.
What are the housing
around.
Starts for 1980? Did you have?
They're going to be about 1.3 in that area.
1.3, and they're continuing to decline, aren't they?
Well, they probably will go down now in the first quarter. They should.
Yeah. Specifically on housing starts, there was a national conference. Home builders or something that was reported in the Wall Street Journal. Dorothy, my secretary, brought it to me. It was interesting because it showed they estimate a 1.4 to 1.5 million housing starts.
But the only problem with that is the new administration is attacking, if they're going to get the accumulation of wealth, they're saying that the priority in housing is going to be downgraded because the number one priority should be in some type of creation of wealth taxing policies that reinvest in retooling American industry, and that housing has been disproportionately treated in the past. And I presume you're aware of that and the fact that there's every indication that there's some degree that they're going to carry this out. And yet you still feel your housing prediction are going to be up there. Is that right? where you are.
Well, I think on the housing, I think one place probably where we're in fairly safe grounds, because again, to repeat, when we made the forecast originally, it was considerably below any consensus estimate, and I think probably if anything, we're still slightly below any consensus estimate, for whatever that's worth. I think it's quite a conservative expectation, this level of housing stuff.
Yes. Mr. Smith.
Getting back to your, you're telling us that the revenue that raising measures that you've included will balance the budget. In other words, the $241 million. Do you really believe that today, after you've made that recommendation? Do you really believe that if we were to subscribe the tax increases that you've suggested, that we will balance this budget?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Well, yeah, you still stand by that?
Yes, sir.
Predicated on what you've given us today. You included a tax cut, even though the tax cut might be deferred, that would have a bearing on it, wouldn't it?